This episode is brought to you by Juul Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Juul beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook. You don't have to make mess. You just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Juul so much that we bought it. So we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients, and it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life, and only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to JuulWellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at JuulWellness.com. On with the show. Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey guys, welcome back to the HA podcast. It's me, Ashley, and Mishi. I feel like it's been a while since we had the three of us.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Maybe.
I think so. Wow.
Yeah, we wanted to jump on and do this one after where were we? We were on like some call.
We were on a team call and we were talking about client cases.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're talking about client cases. That's something that we do, right? So we get together and do rounds, and it's like, who's got what? Who needs us to all put our heads together and solve the next problem? Because when you work with us, you basically get all three of us. And it kind of came up, you know, looking at a client that while they have changed their lifestyle a lot, you know, maybe an area for them is like, no, you need to rest more and you need a therapeutic dose of more. And we just realized like, yeah, people often struggle with the idea that like, you can't just go to maintenance. You know, you can't just like reverse out of how you probably should have been living in the first place. And sometimes you need to actually do like a recovery period from all of this.
So you know what that kind of brings up for me? I think a lot of people are like, so I say all the time that recovery is, it's only intimidating, not because anything bad is going to happen to you, but it's all the things that you know you should have been doing and that you've been putting off for the years. And now like the bill is due, and it's like multiple bills are due. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think like this even happens in like real life when you're like, I'm gonna put off paying my like electrical bill. And then all of a sudden you're like, the power's off. You're like, oh, I gotta pay that. And then because I also didn't pay the internet bill, I also have to pay that too in order for that to come on. Oh, and then because like I need to pay, like whatever else. Oh, my car insurance or my car payment because they're about to come repo my car. And so all these things are due, and you can't just say, oh, well, here's the minimum. Here's what I should have been giving you each month. Can you just take that and be okay? They're like, no, the full bill is due. And so I
Plus a
feel,
penalty,
oh yeah, plus a penalty fee, right?
and a turn on fee.
Oh yeah. So I just feel like sometimes in recovery, we're like, yeah, okay, I'll just give my body the rest it should have been given this whole time. And now I have this expectation that it should just turn on. And so we were chatting about this, and Danny, you were like, no, you need like a therapeutic dose of safety, a therapeutic dose of rest. Like, you can't just pay your minimal payment and think that you're going to be able to turn this whole sucker back on. You know what I mean? I thought it was just a great analogy. Yeah. Internet's not coming back on unless you pay the full bill.
I
Like the
mean, you guys
full
know
bill.
I've been working the analogy for so long of like just when we're in debt, like we really struggle to understand that like you're in debt now at this point, right? There's the company with the departments analogy, and it's like your hypothalamus is the CEO and it makes decisions around, or the CFO makes decisions around what functions in the body are getting what, right? And how much they need and which department is most important, because individually, but people's bodies do seem to sometimes make different decisions about what improves first and what improves later. So everybody's body is a different company making different decisions. And so if you only increase your food a certain amount, well, you increase the budget a little and you'll see some improvements. But if you really want this whole thing to 100% come back online, you're going to need a serious cash injection to the business, right? Therapeutic amount of rest, a therapeutic amount of food, right? So if you're looking at your, reflecting on what you're, how you're resting, what are you actually doing? Are you so used to working out 7 days, 6 days a week? Now you're down to 4 or 5. Or even 3 or 4, and you think like that's a huge break, then you need to like look at your situation from maybe an outside perspective because your perspective is skewed.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say is like it's just we have such a distorted view of what is enough rest, like what is enough nourishment. And like, but I think we have to just get really curious of where we like what shaped our view of rest, what shaped our view of nourishment, because that could also be holding you back too. Like, or if you're comparing yourself to some other girl who may have her period and being like, well, she only had to do XYZ to get it back. Or maybe, I still see her working out 4 days a week. So 4 days a week should be just fine for me, or whatever it is, you just find yourself comparing. It just, we kind of have to like stop ourselves there. And it's just like, you just can't like compare yourself because that's just negotiating for the problem that you're in, and it's not paying attention to what you actually truly, truly need, just keeping you stuck in a cycle. What was the other thing that I was gonna say too is just like, I have no idea, it escaped my brain. Maybe it'll come back.
You know what I think is interesting is that, like, I think, how HA develops and we're like, oh, I don't think that anything wrong is happening because, like we can't see it develop. I think it's the same with healing. We're like, oh, because I can't see healing take place, there's just like, there's this massive, like, ambiguous thing about, like, oh, yeah, just going down, just going working out 2 days a week. Like, I can't believe my body just won't heal on that, right? Where it's like, yes, but like, you're so behind. You're so behind that it's going to take you way, way more. You know what I mean? I know. That's just like, that's a very common theme I see a lot lately.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
actually do too. I feel like, wow, there's a lot of women where, you know, you're doing a pretty good job, actually, right? Like on your own, like you're doing a pretty good job. Like this doesn't look like someone with HA, right? But then we remember, oh, a lot of the people who come to us, definitely not always, but there's always a bunch that have done a lot of work already on their own, right? And that's part of why they come to us, right? Because they're like, oh, I've made so many changes. I am objectively a different person at this point, right? Like, look at how different everything is. So that's when the confusion sets in. Why is this not working? Right? Maybe I need professional help, which is totally legitimate and true. You probably do, because if you feel like you're at a ceiling, that could actually be a story. Like, if you really feel like you've done everything, this is not working, that's almost always not true. You just can't see it anymore because you're so in it. And the place you came from was so extreme that you just can't see it. Yeah, I mean, she like, I forget where I'm going with that too. But
I know I started going on this
oh no,
tangent.
I'm there. I remember now.
Okay, good.
No, we're getting so old. No,
Mm-hmm.
if you're at that point, you just can't, like, you know what I'm saying? Am I making any sense? I might not be making any sense.
No, it makes sense. What's coming up for me? It is what you're saying is like the whole thing of like this should be enough. Like we get so stuck on that and we're like fighting with the this should be enough that we forget to get really curious about like, well, you know, what if it's not enough? Like, what if I actually need more? And go peeling the onion layers back that's underneath of that and like, well, what am I making this mean about me if I need more rest, and what shaped my idea of this should be enough, like, and getting really, really curious about that so that you can kind of push that boundary a little bit more so you don't like cause yourself all this like agonizing pain of like, this should be enough. I feel like we did a podcast a while back. It might have been just Ashley and I of like, basically what we were talking about is like, you know, we feel like we need to be rewarded for giving our body the basic needs that it needs. Do you remember that, Ashley?
Yes. No, I think this is interesting too, because I also see this with people with perfectionistic personalities, which is all of our clients, right? Where they're just like, you know, if I'm just perfect enough, then like my body doesn't need rest. Or if I'm just like perfect, you know, I see this with some people. They're like, if I'm just perfect enough with my fats and protein, then my body just won't need carbs. I'm like, yeah, that's like never going to work, you know? Or if it's like, if I'm just perfect with everything, then my body will turn on. And I can kind of follow that logic a little bit more, but still, I think that also people forget, like, there is a cost for you striving for perfection mentally, emotionally, like, you know, like somebody's going to pay. And I do find that it generally tends to be like fertility, because it's the one thing where your perfectionistic formula isn't producing the progress you want. Like, it's just not coming. And I think it's like an ego thing where it's like you being perfect enough is not going to like overcome your body needing safety and more rest than like you think it should have. Like, there's no outworking this, right? So I think it's interesting because everybody's like dose of safety is different, meaning that like I don't think I really struggled with like perfectionistic tendencies just because I was like, I know 80% can get a lot done. And so I think I've always just thrived in that. So, but like, yeah, I just think that like we have to admit, like, to our ego, me being perfect is not going to produce what I deeply want right now.
Yeah. And I feel like too, perfectionism is such like a it's a high energy demand type mindset. It takes a lot of energy to, be quote unquote perfect. And I feel like that's, I mean, that just like chips away at your energy reserves. It's like counterproductive to the process that you're trying to, like, you're trying to restore energy, but at the same time, the way you're going about it is really energetically expensive. And so you kind of have to take a step back, and it's not about the forcing, it's just about like more surrendering to the process. So masculine versus feminine.
Well, and I think that that's what like therapeutic dose, like that's when like Danny said, therapeutic dose of safety, like that doesn't come from pushing harder. I think it a therapeutic dose, I feel like is very like masculine, and like safety is very like the feminine. And it's like you can't measure out and administrate and like give yourself this perfect amount of safety. Like you can't, it actually comes with like surrendering, which sounds and feels like losing, you know what I mean? But how, I mean, Danny's nodding, Mishi's nodding, like every single time we see a client just be like, Ashley, I hate this, I hate my life, I hate everything, I'm just like giving up. And like when they say giving up, it means like they're letting go, and then boom, hello, 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 period, hello, ovulation. Hello, like pregnancy. Hello. You know what I mean? And you know, the thing is, like, we don't just see this in our work. We see this in like the IVF world where they're like, I had all these failed IVF things and then I went on vacation. And basically, I'm sure they just said, F it, you know, and slept in and had, you know, and had the fruity drink. And you know, had like some potatoes for the first time, or you know what I mean? And then like got pregnant. And it's because they're because like they stopped trying to like be perfect. I'm just saying, there's something to it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, surrender. But surrender, I feel like, again, people look as a as it's a weak quality, but it actually takes a lot of strength to surrender. Like, you, this is a thing that you're fighting. Think about that. And how much pain and agony and energy it's taking you to fight surrender. So to actually be in a state of surrender must take, like, must, you have to be really strong to be able to do that. It's not a weak quality to have.
I think, Mishi, that that was actually a motivating factor for me at the beginning was wow, me not wanting, like me fighting against all this information. And I bet this is actually relatable for a lot of people, right? The first time you hear about this and what you might have to do, you're like, well, that's ridiculous. Absolutely not.
That's
No,
the dumbest
fundamental
thing I've
no.
ever heard.
Yeah, Ashley was like, oh, well, that sucks for Danny, but
Way to be a
I mean,
loser. Way to like give up.
No, exactly. Yeah, I don't, well,
We
I'm like,
all had
way
the
to give
same
up.
thoughts.
Totally. Because it's like, I'm sure that I can out supplement that problem, right? Like, it's
I
probably that
can
I'm just like,
outwork.
I know I eat a lot of salad. Maybe I just need like more pumpkin, like something random like that
I
that
just
will
need
figure out.
croutons.
Then the more you're researching, the more it's like, no, the consistent story here is that I actually need to do this rest thing for you to come up against it and be like, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not resting. I'm not eating more. I'm not letting my body change. Unfortunately, that's a massive sign of weakness. And I saw that in myself and was like, oh, wow, I know that I don't want to be that person. I know like this might not work for everyone. But there's a part where I'm like, okay. Diddling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone. Just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A. And actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring. If I was in a movie and I was the main character, where's the story? Right? Like, where's the feel good, the actual story? Right? And like, the story is not in, and she didn't change anything, stayed the same, and just got worse. The end. No one's watching that movie. What is the movie? Right? Because movies have like a formula, right? And it's like, there's the protagonist, there's the problem, there's the hero's journey that they have to go on, and then there's the ideally happy outcome. Obviously not in all movies, but in the vast majority. And it's like, okay, what's the right path here? What's the story where I'm going to grow from? Right? Because like, characters grow, characters develop. And it just was this, like, I don't know why that just helped like paint a rational picture for me, but it just helped take it out of my own perspective, right? How is this, if everyone else in the world is helping me to see what this really looks like from the outside, what does this really look like from the outside? And then Ashley's like, I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense. But
no. I totally get it, because it's like the invisible audience, like with the, yes. Well, except for using it for like recovery, where it's like, I think it's because like we all grew up with like MTV and like Real World. So we're just like, of course there's a video, like, of course there's a camera like watching me. Of course, you know what I mean? Like, that's like a real thing. No, but to your point of like, yeah, if the invisible audience was to watch in, what would they see? Oh, she's stuck doing the same things over and over and over again. And like, no one would watch that movie because we're like, oh, well, we know what happens. The same thing that's happened for the last five years.
Boring.
The last 10 years, the last 12 years. And so it's, but no, but I think that that's a good perspective of like, yeah, of like, you're really just stuck. And you know what I think is interesting is that, you know, it's so interesting that our body, because there are some people who, where their perfectionist tendency isn't as big of like a roadblock as other people. And so it really is just about food and resting. Like, you know, like it really is. And then there's those people who are like, no, I'm like legit doing it. And you're like, I will tell them, yeah. I will tell them, hey, you know what? This isn't a food issue anymore. This isn't a rest issue anymore. Like, this is a safety issue. Like, your body still doesn't feel safe. So what is going on that like, either you have like, and like, this is where it actually tends to be the most of their blind spots. Like this, you know what I mean? Because like, they can't even verbalize that this is an issue. You know what I mean? Like, you can kind of touch on it. And most of the time when someone has a perfectionistic tendencies, they're going to come off and they want to come off as the perfect client. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to tell you, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like this big gaping blind spot. And then on top of it, here's the wild thing. Nobody can choose this path for you. Nobody can go in your brain and turn off this, like, I'm going to strive to be perfect in order to make sure that this, and this happens. You know, that's another tangent. I think whenever we go down this perfectionist path, we think that we have so much control. And it's like, if you did, you would have made yourself ovulate by now, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because thinking about perfection, like, I think perfectionism is a source of like, I feel so uncertain, so I'm going to create certainty. And it has worked out for me in so many other things of my life until you get to fertility and it's like, pump the brakes. You've been misled to think that you are in so much control and you don't. You know what I mean? Like, you can't even stop a hair on your head from turning gray.
Yeah.
You can't stop a wrinkle from coming in. Like you can get Botox. And so therefore, like we do these things. Yes, I can. I can get Botox. Well, you can't Botox your fertility.
I guess the version of that would be IVF.
Yeah. And even then, people with HA don't really respond well.
No.
You know, so it's just like, I think it's just one of these things of like perfectionism is this like highest level of delulu that you have control.
Yeah. And I feel like you end up having actually more control over your life when you let go of perfection, because you start to realize, you allow yourself to experience life, and you figure out through experiencing things what actually works for you, what doesn't work for you, what's in more alignment with you and what's not, and you can lean more into the things that are, in alignment with you, and you end up having a little bit more control. I don't know if that's a good thing to say, for people who have perfectionistic tendencies, but I feel like when you let go of perfection and you allow life to just happen, because it's always happening
Well, I think
for
you actually have just more options. Like, so for
you.
example, like if you were to let go, you want to talk about a curse word. If you want to let go, you have more options of, well, when do you want to grow your family? Do you like how many do you want to grow your family? How, you know what I mean? But when you're holding on to perfection for dear life, it's like, yeah, you're at a huge standstill and you haven't been able to choose how many kids and maybe like pick more of like a range of when and stuff like that, right? So I think to your point, I think that we think that options means control, but I think that we just want options. We don't really want control. We just want the option.
Yeah.
But try telling that to someone who thinks that they want control. They're like, no, I really just want the control. Yes, like go. Yeah.
Actually got
Danny.
asked this morning what
Ooh.
I forget why it came up, but my friend was like, what does it mean when they say that the because in our application form, guys, one of our questions is what are some of your biggest struggles in your recovery? What are some of your biggest struggles in recovery? And a lot of people will just be like having a hard time letting go, which sounds hella vague. And so I was just meeting with a colleague and, I was like, this is a typical answer that we might get. And they were like, what does that mean? And it's funny because like, I think for us, we know exactly what it means. It's a, it's, ev it, but to someone else, it's super vague, which I just thought was funny. They go, oh, letting go of controlling their food and their weight. That's all that means. And they're like, oh.
You know what I think? No, that's a good point. I think letting go also means like admitting that you can't control what people think about you. Right? Because
Yeah, probably underneath the surface when you continue to unpack, that's what's the, at the root.
we need a flow chart.
Yeah.
We need a flow chart of like control and perfectionism. Like it would be like this web chart, a web. You know how people be doing webs instead of flow charts?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I bet
Why is
you
it a
that.
web and not a flow chart? Because there's no exit. Like,
Oh, yeah, because it's just like, here it is. And bleh, you know what I
it's
mean?
just,
Well,
yeah.
it's
Yeah, meaning
multifaceted.
that like we want to put it down two or three columns, but I think it's like, bleh, bleh.
Yeah.
You know, if there's letting go of control of what others think about you, this is like the perspective that I took on that really, really helped me with that is like, people are going to have their opinions about you regardless, and it means absolutely nothing about you. It has everything to do with like their lived experiences, their conditioning, their limiting beliefs, like all of these things, like has everything to do with that person. It has literally nothing to do with you. And there's no way that you can control every single person's opinion of you, because that would mean that you would need to control everybody's experiences in life. And also, another thing that I would tell myself is like having compassion for anybody who is passing a negative judgment on you, because at one point you were on that other side too, judging other people just the same way until you came into a level of awareness. So, can we have compassion for them?
No, that's a really good, Okay, maybe we do need to have a brain session where you just this flow chart this out because to your point of like, in order to control what people think about you, you're gonna have to tell me that you have the ability to control their past experiences and the way that they see life. If you could do that, you would be a millionaire. Like, and you're not. Or you would be a bazillionaire and you're not. Like, you would be a marketing like
guru.
guru who is able to be like, I can deliver 100%, 100% of the time, and you're not. So first, just like admitting that, like you can't control that. And the other thing is that like one thing that, I mean, and again, this probably just shows our personality. That's a very loving approach. My approach would be, well, what if they've already had that thought?
Like, what are you gonna
The
do?
thought that you fear so much that they have about you, can you confirm that they haven't already thought that about you?
And if they did actually think it about you, what would happen?
You know what I mean? So, to the point of like, what if they already thought this about you last year? And you've been living your life somewhat just fine. You know what I mean? You've been living in this thought like, oh, I'm preventing them from thinking this. I'm preventing them from thinking this. I'm like, girl, they probably already thought that last year.
And also, like, trying to control other people's perception of you is manipulation. So, do you want to be a manipulative person?
Whoa, oh, okay. I also just think it's crazy town because the more I go through my life trying to communicate with people, the more I'm like, oh my God, that's what you thought was going on. Like,
Right?
wow. Like, that was so far from my intention or from what I thought that you were thinking. And I see it happen to other people all the time where they'll be like, do you think that so-and-so said this because they actually think this? And from my perspective, I'm like, that is completely delusional. And, but like, maybe it isn't. And I'm just learning more about how, like, you know what? You and I grew up in different times with different families in different countries on different hemispheres. And like, this, I don't know where, like, nobody thinks like you think. Nobody thinks like you think. The idea that you could create an image and narrative that in every single person's mind is exactly the same, or is that all what you're trying to make it be, is impossible. It's actually an impossible mission.
It's insane and it's
It
delusional.
is.
So
Yeah. Well, because think about like people filter things through like their own hurts and wounds. So now by saying that, this whole thing of like, I'm going to make people think this about me means that have like you gone back and healed all their hurt wounds and hangups? Because guess what? They're filtering every single thing that they come in contact with through those hurts, wounds, good experiences, bad experiences. And so you're trying to tell me that you have the ability to heal all that so that you can now control their thought. Like, there's so much. And that's why I'm like, it's the highest level of delusion to think that you can control what people think about you.
yeah. And also, like, why would you think that everybody thinks that the way that you are trying to live your life, the way that you look, is how everybody, like, what everybody prefers, right? Like, everybody think, like, just because you think that, like, you want somebody to see you as disciplined, you want somebody to see you as fit, you want somebody to see you as, like, the healthy or the clean one, whatever that is, like, some people don't like those things or qualities in people. And that's the reality and the truth, but you've been conditioned to think that those are the most important things about a person, and so you live through that and you project that onto other people.
Yeah, I do think that's I think, and then like to be fair to our past selves and just anybody that we're
Yes.
talking to, y'all, we're talking about ourselves, so let's just be real.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting because you'll see that now. So like when I'm in like a new group of like girls or something like that, like they'll say something about dieting and they look at me and look as if I'm gonna like join in, and it's like just crickets. Right. And it's, like I'm not being rude, I'm not being mean, and just like I'm just not in the position to give you a TED talk. I don't really know you, so I don't really know if this is, and I'm gonna try not to be that crazy unhinged that crazy unhinged person that gives you a TED talk the moment you say like diet or like low fat, right? But I'm so, you know, like, I'm not going to do that, but I'm just not going to engage. And it's already awkward enough for them, not me. Like I can live in awkward, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can,
but
live
also in- I'm not going to give them the validation.
Right. Right. So then it's like, oh, you thought I hate my body and I'm trying to like lose weight. No, I'm actually pretty chill right now. You know what I mean? It's like, oh no, no, honey, we don't have those same thoughts.
You well, know and I mean? Feel like that's like such a good superpower because you help other women or other people come into a level of awareness. Like, oh, you actually don't have to participate in life that way. There's another way. Like we don't have to connect via like through diet culture. We can connect on a deeper level. And that's actually not the most important thing in the world.
Yeah. And then to kind of like circle back, like if safety is an issue, right? If you're like, ooh, this like conversation is hitting home, a therapeutic dose of safety, then it's like, yeah, like this could look many different ways for you. Maybe a therapeutic dose of safety is like not hanging out with the current friend who only talks about losing weight. There's so many things that trigger safety in us. Maybe it is like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many different ways to do it. So it could either be that. It could either be like, you know, I'm taking a break from social media. It could be I'm taking a break from this journey of trying to force it. And by you mm-hmm. taking a break is actually doing the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like creating like a really healing environment internally and externally. Just, it's like, why continue to trigger yourself while you're doing something extremely hard?
Yeah. A therapeutic dose of safety could be getting a bigger pant size.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A therapeutic dose of safety could be taking down the million mirrors that you have in your house because you used to be body checking so much. Like, there's just so many things that actually relate to safety that's not, like, just rest more and eat more, although that is important.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the body I think checking that's the example. Foundation. Body checking example is actually a really good one, right? Because what happens every time you wake up in the morning and you check to make sure your body hasn't changed, right? It's like you're trying, like your brain is like, I want to make sure our body hasn't changed, so we're safe, right?
Mm-hmm,
so it's keeping you safely stuck. But if you actually want to move forward, you need to remove those things that keep you safely stuck and make you feel safe in letting go, like, right, that, you know, you need to be safe to let go. So you need to remove those things. So it totally might be not hanging out with certain people or not having certain clothes in your closet that are just like not it right now for whatever reason. There's this, you just got to, this is, you got to massage that.
You know, and yeah, I think also just feel like, the reason why like this always comes up to like stress and perfectionism is because you micromanaging your body does not promote safety. It doesn't promote safety at work. It doesn't make people the most effective. No one likes to be around a boss who's a micromanager. No one wants to go to their in-laws where the mom is micromanaging. No one wants to be married to a husband that is micromanaging. No one wants to be with a friend who's like micromanaging. And look, the body's going to rebel. And so if you yourself are that micromanager to your body, I really feel like your body's just giving you the big middle finger. I just out of rebellion. It's just like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You know, it's just like, but maybe if you look away long enough, I probably do it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just like finding that thing that's causing the resistance. What's that pain point? What's the thorn in your, you know, in your back, whatever? And, you know, get curious about what that thing is. Maybe it's body checking. Maybe it's continuing to put on clothes that don't fit. Like, whatever that resistance is, try your best to remove that and, you know, sit in the discomfort of that while you remove that. That's the therapeutic dose of safety.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Don't
Yeah. Hopefully
micromanage.
you guys know what we're talking about.
Real.
Ah, well, thanks, guys.
God.
We hope you enjoyed this. If this resonated, let us know. Come chat. Everybody is linked. Everybody's individual social media profiles are linked below in the description, I guess, which is below. I get below of something. And we'll see you guys next week for another episode. Hope you have a good one.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys, and it's basically, this is stuff that we only give our paying clients. Our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys, but here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472. And I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram, so that's the HA Society, or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff, and you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint, and I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that Blueprint bundle kit, 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I'm giving that to you guys for a month for free, and we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery and we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally if that's your goal. And we're going to make some moves. We're going to make some moves on recovery. It's going to be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys. This is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm, and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear
the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.